on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here with you on this Monday afternoon, 2 hours, and we're just so glad to finally be here. The weekend's done, Monday's here, just moving quickly. It's been a quick moving Monday, Bruno. How you doing?
Yeah, I feel like things just don't get slower. I mean,
it just speed up, right?
Yeah, life flies by and you die.
Wow. What was Ferris Bueller said? Sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses or life will pass you by.
I'm glad you reminded me of that quote. I wish there were some roses to smell, but we live in a city. So.
Yeah, we live in a city and there's a room full of men here and it does not smell like roses. Yeah. And that's just how it is. How was your weekend, man?
It's terrible.
Terrible.
It wasn't terrible. Sunday, I went out, ate with my family, and then I sat in bed for like 3 hours watching some football.
Contemplating life. Staring at the ceilings.
Dude, really? No. Sometimes it really feels like that. I've spread myself out too thin this fall to be able to enjoy football season, so I think next year I'll be able to.
It becomes work a little bit, you know?
It definitely is more work than enjoyable at all. I mean, just open transparency, like I write for Vandy Sports and I only have to do one article, and I like getting it to like 600-700 words, but man, like I just couldn't find the words for today. Just very uninspired, kind of like their performance.
Well, and that kind of is a bigger question, I think, than outside of the work. It's more or less the what's the word I'm looking for. It's more or less like the subject matter isn't as fun. You know, it's You wonder about all failing franchises, how people stay, like the Browns for 19 seasons, how people were just like, all right, let's do it again. You know, like people just got to keep writing the same story over and over again. And Vanderbilt is that. You just got to keep writing the same story right now. They lost, and they look bad.
That's when it comes into conflict, is I don't have to. But I said I'd do it, so I'll do it, right? I don't have to do this, like, the work I'm doing. Right. But I just do it.
Well, see, and that's a way to, like, everybody can do this from time to time. It's you change your perspective on things. You don't take it from I have to I get to, you know? You get to do that.
No, I have to do it.
You know how many people would love to do it?
No.
And they don't know it, though. Grass is always greener on the other side, right? Like, people think it's all, you know, sunshine and roses covering sports and all that. Then you get into it, and you're like, maybe this isn't as good. You take your work, or you take your hobby and it becomes a job. And it's like, is that as fun?
I mean, we talk about it. The most American thing you can do is monetize every hobby and interest you've ever had.
And you put it all in OnlyFans. How do we get, we need to get in OnlyFans.
Yeah, the only problem, we barely know our demographic. I think our demographic is forced to listen to us. I think we have a conflict of interest in sort of like the listener base. And most of them don't know what OnlyFans is. So
that's
so
true.
While it would be funny for us to actually post serious sports content on OnlyFans, like we would get the joke. We're not there yet. And I don't want to throw all of my, I don't want to throw our ace out early.
Yeah. We're putting the cart ahead of the horse, essentially, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's like, what's it called? It's like getting a flush or something, and you like just on the turn, you just like all in, and then everyone's like, okay, I'm gonna fold.
you know, that's a really good point. We should really do an open poll through the station, because let's face it, like the people listening right now, you really aren't our demographic, and you probably know that. Like you're probably saying, maybe I don't really like sometimes what y'all talk about, Zach, talking about me and Bruno here. So call in 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Call in and let us know, actually. What is it you would like us to talk about? I don't know. People do that? Like not bring a conversation up.
I don't think people understand. You can call in, and I encourage people to not talk about sports for the most part.
But maybe they want to talk about sports.
And that's great.
They want, like, in-depth.
I would like you to call in, but you can call in about anything. One of my favorite calls ever was when that guy called in and called me a communist. It's my favorite call ever. I think about that one all the time from when we were on Millennium Sports Morning.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I just wish it would happen.
Why did he call you a communist?
Because
you hadn't seen Remember the Titans. That's what it was.
Rudy.
Yeah. That's what it was. Well, Yar. You know, first off, Yar. So you got to get that out. But that's a fun exercise to try. Call in 615-844-5600 if you think you don't agree with us and what we should be talking about. we'll do like a request line segment almost. Like, you tell us what you want to talk about, and sometime this week we'll make sure we talk about it. We'll put it on there. We'll put it on the agenda and make sure that Bruno and Ray and I – Ray already is prepared. Ray is always prepared to talk about whatever sport or subject you want to talk about. But either way, anybody you want, anything you want to talk about, you just let us know. That's a fun, like, let the crowd dictate what you want to do, you know? Because then you know it's for sure what they want to hear. It's an interesting subject. I don't know. Something we could try. Why not?
This show desperately needs interesting subjects.
Because we sure not. So, Bruno, we found out for sure this week. I don't care that you played SEC football. I don't care about all that.
Oh, yeah.
We for sure found out that the SEC and college football is rigged.
Oh, yeah, you think?
100%. 110%. We found it out. This weekend, everybody stop checking, stop worrying, conspiracies, take your tin caps off, all that kind of stuff. It's for sure. Because Tennessee playing Alabama was a 25.5-point spread, right? And Tennessee was the better-looking team for majority of the game, and then it finally started coming down to earth. And Alabama did everything they could to make sure they won by 26. How do they know? Nobody thought Tennessee was going to go up and then have a touchdown lead over Alabama. But the ending didn't matter what happened at the beginning. The ending was exactly as Vegas and the SEC and college football scripted.
I might be totally totally wrong. But I think that's like a Mandela effect or something, where like you see the outcome and you fit it into your narrative. And it's like, see, this is what's happening, where it's really only a 1 in 10 time thing that it happens, where like the act, like the spread just like it, like you convince yourself. It's like an inherent, implicit bias you start to create. I think that's what you're doing. I think you're going insane. You might be schizophrenic.
Maybe. I could be going there.
You might need professional help.
That made no sense, though. 26 points, the line was 25.5. How do they get that close when the game made no sense itself? How do they still do that? By the way, my favorite was following the Twitter along with everybody, and people were just holding golf balls up in the crowd saying, I swear I'll do it.
That was awesome.
Or people just had like mustard just tucked into their pants and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, if one thing goes wrong, I'm doing it. That was easily my favorite part of the entire game. But how do they get that close? How do they know where it is? Like, I just don't understand the logistic side of it, how they can pinpoint it on a game
It's not humans, it's computers. It's analytics, it's computers, it's trends, it's all that.
A computer predicted that the Tennessee was going to go up, which nobody did, and then also in Alabama then start crumbling as they go on, and Alabama was just going to slowly take over? Or is it, you know, you bring up the Mandela effect. Is it the players see that and they're like, that's what it's
really
going to be.
I don't even know if the Mandela effect applies.
I don't know what the Mandela effect is. Let's get that out there first. I'm not sure what the Mandela effect is. I do know it's a thing that hipsters try to use to be cool. They're like, have you ever seen the Berenstain Bears? And they're really like the Berenstain Bears or something like that. And they're like, Mandela effect. And I'm supposed to be like,
oh. There's not a weirder group of people than the philosophy department at Vanderbilt University. Like the student teachers they have there.
You mean the smart people at the smart people school?
Well, it's the smart people that are choose to be broke. That's all a philosophy major is.
It really is. Just sitting there thinking about how you should be doing something. You know, what a career choice. I had a friend that was like, oh, I'm going in philosophy. I was like, are you just going to think about doing it or are you going to do it? You know, you gotta button it up at some point and actually do it. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
I'm just listening to this.
Off to a rousing start today. I got a lot of energy.
I have nothing to add about the Mandela effect.
Do you know what that is?
I don't really know. I have zero.
I'll Google it real quick.
Yeah, somebody call in, 615-844-5600. If you like actually know what the Mandela effect
maybe
is.
Jeff knows.
No, yeah, we'll find that out at some point.
No, I did wanted to say I did go to Slim Chickens.
Oh, you did?
Dude, awesome.
Good.
The habanero sauce
was
fire.
A false and
hold on. You don't hold on. Shut up, Bruno. Tell me more, Ray, about how that mango habanero sauce
it was
is.
Fire.
It's good, right?
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to.
I was able to go for the first time. Went down to Murfreesboro. My son had like a little play. My son and daughter had a play that during that week, and I told my wife, we need to go.
Yeah.
We went. My wife brought home the ranch. She said, I could drink the ranch.
I could drink the mango habanero.
She brought that home too.
I've done it before. Go ahead, Bruno. Sorry. He's talking about Slims. We got to talk about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So tell me about Mandela effect.
It's like misremembering stuff. Like, Like, it's like remembering Curious George when he, like, you remember it, he having a tail, but he never had one. That's the Mandela effect. So it really has no
application. But he's a monkey. Why doesn't he have a tail?
Well, that's just
that. What did that yellow suit wearing a-hole do to his tail? I forget the guy's name.
That's the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Well, his name's George.
George, that's right. Oh, man.
Wait, it's going to
be a worse name, by the way.
Huh? Is his name George or is the monkey George?
No. Well, Curious George. Yeah, what's the dad's name, though? And golly.
That's like the same thing with Ratatouille. And they're like, that's like people think that's the name of the rat. It's like, no, the rat's name is Remy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ratatouille is the peasant food that that loser critic, who, by the way, is a loser because he's a critic, goes and eats. And he's like, oh, I remember being a poor kid now. He's like, I miss my mom.
we're literally one career step above that guy. I was
for sure.
Right. We're not that far from him.
All right, let's go to the Evident Bank phone line. Remember, you can jump in. We got lines available. 615-844-5600. Nick, what's up, buddy? Hey, Nick, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, okay. Buddy, what's up, man?
Hey, not much. First of all, good luck tonight. I know we're close for our fantasy game.
You know, I had a feeling when I saw your name, you're going to bring that up. Nick's leading right now by 8 points in our fantasy game. He has Tyler Lockett to go, and I have Marquez Callaway to go tonight.
Nice.
No, it's close.
But to touch on the Mandela effect, from my knowledge, what I've grown to learn is it's something that you've always perceived to be true, like throughout your whole life, but it's something else. Like, it's almost like very minimal and like confusion. You get, like you said, the Berenstain Bears, like that's like a few letters off that you thought it was this your whole life, but it was actually something else.
So it's like basically Vols fans, right? Like they've thought for their whole life Vols is a good program, but then they just continue to suck.
Or alternate sports.
The hypothesis.
You know, hey, Nick, chill out for a little bit there.
The
right?
Hypothesis is like it opens up the door. Is it alternate realities or is it just the lack of like human remembrance? You know, is that a human error kind of thing? Or maybe we're just living in different.
I think glitch in the simulation.
Everybody just thinking one thing. I guess like, I think the Target logo is something like that. You see it, but it's something completely different. Than what you
targets thought, that way
what,
too?
What it was. Yeah, like the logo.
It's like a circle with like a dot in it, right? Like that's Target.
Yeah, but I think it's something else. I don't know.
I gotta look more into the Mandela effect.
But to touch on that Curious George thing, I think the guy's name is just the man in the yellow hat, and then George is the monkey.
So it's like as uncreative as the Washington football team. The man in the yellow hat.
He's got to have a name. They had a movie, and like Will Ferrell like voiced him or something like that. No, he's like an archaeologist.
He doesn't have a name. He doesn't have to.
He needs to.
Watched it, but I think that's his
that
name.
Lady in Bird Box doesn't have a name. Sandra Bullock's character?
Yeah, true. The girl with sight.
I've never seen the movie, but I know she doesn't even say her name.
Kid. She just called him Kid. They don't have names either.
That's true. Hey, if you like 2018 movie phenomenons, then you are in the right show here in 2021. Hey, Nick, thanks for the call in, brother.
Yeah, have a good day. Yeah, of course.
Thanks, buddy. Good job, Nick. Remember, you can jump in as well. 615-844-5600. That's the FNN Bank phone line. Bird Box quote, man. A reference. Just...
I thought it was a stupid like concept of a movie.
It was good though. I'm not gonna lie, I watched it.
I'm hesitant to jump on like the massive trends. Like I'm talking like Bird Box was a hit,
huge trend too.
So I still haven't watched Squid Games because although more I learn about Squid Games, I've learned it's like apparently like just really good. So I'll hop on it.
It's tough, man. Like I hate it's terribly dubbed. For the English
side. I'm not going to watch the English.
But part. Then yeah. I'm watching a movie. I don't want to have to read. So I don't want to watch captions.
Well, I can
I'm
read.
American. I don't want to read.
I can read. So I don't. Subtitles don't bother me.
They bother me because I'm like, I'm reading the stupid words and then I'm seeing, like, I'm missing something in the scene. You know, there's little subtleties that you're supposed to watch and everything. But I'm like, what did they say? I've got to read to know what's going on.
So that means you can't multitask.
No. I have two eyes that look in one way, all right?
You didn't play those Nintendo DS Brain Buster games where it was like brain.
I did, and my brain age was always like 43 or something like that. It's not good. All right. Let's go back to the Evident Bank phone line. Remember, you can jump in as well. Line's available. We're talking anything this Monday. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, what's going on?
What's going on? Well, how about you command those another region time? You get to stay at home for a few weeks and play, huh?
Three-peat.
About
yeah, they got a three-peat going. Hopefully they – I haven't seen – have they released the playoff brackets yet?
No, I just, I I saw him in Vegas. I talked to Wampa. He called me about, called him, I had a question about it. He was, we were talking about it. And I know that Hendersonville in the bracket, I don't know what region they're in, but I know
they're 6-4 A, I think, or four, or whatever.
Number one, whatever region they're in, they'll have to go, like when they go, they'll have to go west, like they'll go towards the Memphis team. What they'll do.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know if they're going to go west or they're going to be hosting them.
Like that.
Look, Jeff, if you see, if you find that bracket, you email it to me.
It's on TSSAA.org is what it's on. But what I was going to tell you is he told me that they would go west because he thinks, this is what Mamba thinks, he thinks that Beach and Hendersonville is going to play in the quarterfinals. He told, this is what he thinks was going to happen. He thinks they're going to play in the quarterfinals, and he says the winner of that is probably going to play Summit. The semifinals.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah,
everybody,
probably.
Everybody around here is now, they're clamoring for a Summit Oakland matchup in the finals. That's what everybody says. That's what everybody, you know.
Hey, man, Hendersonville dropped 62 on Rossview, and Rossview, you know, they're not great or anything, but, you know, you don't see a lot of Hendersonville games where they're putting up 62 points with that wing tee offense.
Yeah. Riverdale played them too, shut them out. It was like 35-0 or 40-0 or something. They beat them pretty. Beat him pretty bad, but
Hendersonville was playing a lot better than I thought.
Exactly. I was looking at the scores on Coach D. I think it was a Kenwood 81-6. You see that?
Jeez, some of the games are just getting crazily out of hand.
Somebody beat somebody. I forget who they played, but it was the score was 81-6. And one score, it was West Tennessee was 62-50. Look it up.
I guess
the scoring operator got, I guess the lights got busted over there. They put so many points up, but the lights got knocked out. I was listening to Georgie's show, and of course, the last hour, of course, I heard that Tennessee fan talking about how he thinks they can beat Kentucky now. After they lined up with Missouri, they thought they could whip Alabama. Of course, we know that's not the case. It's 15 in a row now, Tennessee fans. That's a 15 straight that Bama's beat you. So I guess they keep on. It's like that guy put that song out. Did you hear about that guy put a song out about Alabama? Did y'all hear about that?
No.
He put a song out about Alabama. He goes, I hate Alabama. I hate Crimson Red. I hate Roll Tide and all that. And part of it was about that, about Alabama getting beaten Tennessee every year. But part of it was about some woman down there, Alabama spurned him, wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And so left him, I guess, or something. He wrote a song about it. And somebody else wrote a song up here, or somebody in Alabama wrote a song, said, I hate Tennessee and I hate Rocky Top and all this other business. Talking about they hate stuff and everything.
Hey, Jeff, I appreciate you calling in, brother. We're up against the break here. All right, we need to go ahead and jump into that break. If you want to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We want you to hear from you. Lines available. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. It's busy, but it's moving out here. Let's keep it that way on the South Loop, the West Loop. 24 is starting to get a little bit heavy at times, making your way back out towards the Murfreesboro area, especially on 24 here passing Bell Road. Now, they're working a couple of wrecks, not only in that area a few minutes ago, but Briley Parkway and Airways Boulevard. We hear the fire department being dispatched to that accident. Watch your speed. I-40 out through Kingston Springs. All that traffic headed back out to Dixon County. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies. Sips and Sharks 21 Plus Edition. It's coming up November 14th. All these sell out pretty quickly.
Have you been struggling with a drug or alcohol problem for a long time now? Listen to me. You've got time off from work right now, like a lot of other people do. So why don't you use that time off and put yourself in an environment, get away for 30 days where you can get clean and sober. I know it's crazy out there right now, but you may never get this time off again. So use it. Use your insurance from work. Pick up the phone. Make a free call. We've got facilities near you that can help you get clean and sober. So here's the choice. You either sit home, drink, party, make your problem worse, or you pick up the phone right now, make a free call, find out if your insurance will pay for your treatment. Would you rather be clean in 30 days or a train wreck? Choice is yours.
Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. 1325.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Brenna Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Remember, if you ever want to get involved with the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line on this gray. It's starting to get, like, cold. Like, it's starting to get there. I wore shorts and a polo today, and I got out of my car, and that wind is hitting over here at the station. I'm not going to lie. Boy, it was shaking a little bit.
How cold is it outside? I mean, it looks like it's cold.
It's right now it's 58.
Okay. Outside feels, I mean, if it could stay right here,
this is the pocket. This is where you want to be. Like, if we could keep it here, everybody's happy all the time.
Don't worry. This is the pocket, but Myles Garrett's coming and 10 degrees will be here before you know it.
And he's going to hit you over there with a helmet. That helmet's called cold.
Dude. What a crazy story that was, too.
That just completely disappeared.
He came out and he was also like, Mason Rudolph said the word. And we're all like, is that real? And everyone's like, ah, he didn't do that. But whatever.
That's been the best part of this, the NFL Washington football emails and everything. Everybody's like, release it because those audio records are in there. The field records, whatever that Mason Rudolph said that because why else would Myles Garrett do it? It's all people have been clamoring
there
about.
There is no, I don't know if you know, like, you can hear a lot of the stuff, like, on a football field, like, through the TV, through, like, I couldn't imagine anyone just dropping it on the field. That would be
It's been my
impossible.
Favorite to watch just, or, like, when I'm watching, like, a CBS game or whatever, you know, whatever game it is, and then you just hear the field mic pick up somebody just drop the F-bomb. Like,
all the time.
They're right next to the official. They get a flag on them, and they're like, what the? And, you know, somebody somewhere at CBS is like, no! Like, we got to make sure they don't do this. Did they ever, like, preface y'all?
No.
No?
They know. They know you can't
There's
stop
no control
it.
Over it, yeah.
No, you can't stop it. In the XFL, it got bad because they, like, we were, the whole point was to be all access, like, sideline reporting. And the very first game, we're all watching it. We didn't play yet. We were playing next, and we were at the hotel just eating, you know, having a good time, watching the first XFL game the day before. And then I think it was the Seattle Kraken's guy just walks down. He just starts dropping the F-bomb, like, right there on live TV. Like, being interviewed on the sideline, like, they just had a bad drive, and they're like, what happened on that drive? He's like, we just gotta do our effing jobs, FFF, and then we're all like, uh-oh. and then like a week later they came out, they were like, guys,
try not to,
like, you, like, we can't do this, like, yeah, like, because, you know, TV contracts are paying for the league, so they're right. Gonna be like, hey,
like, stop cussing.
There was a lot of things we got away with. Like, we got away with the damages of the Dallas locker room. Like, nothing. No trouble. But that, we weren't getting away with that.
No. So. No, they're too serious. It's so weird. I don't know.
They act like the country is being invaded.
Yeah.
Unironically, these people act like it's over. Like life itself, it's over. It is absurd. It's comical. Like, I don't know how anybody can not be like super cynical after experiencing the things I have. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like grown children, and it's just like in FBI suits. It's just like,
you shouldn't say that word. Like, it's just weird because it's the thing that the people like watching. Like, it's like, it's once again that idea of like, don't watch how the sausage is made kind of thing, you know? It's just they unbelievably terrible things are being said all across that field the whole time to all these players. And whether it's right or wrong, we can argue those merits about that. But the end of the day is it's all happening and everybody's watching that, but they don't want them to – they like it's like this weird protective bubble where fans don't want to know that they're cursing or something.
I know, dude.
All completely as like a group just be like, yeah, of course, that's right. They shouldn't be doing that in that time frame. You know, but those people who are thinking that are at home, you know, hurling cuss words at their kids. You know, like getting mad at them or something and just dropping crazy words at their kids. But they're like, I can't believe that athlete said that.
It's hilarious. It is hilarious. That league was funny. It was – because it was so much freedom on one hand, and on the other hand, they had like five people like in suits, like with check marks, and they would come and they would before the games, they're looking at our dress codes, and they're like, they'd come up and they'd be like, a few $100 if you don't fix it, and none of us, we like day one, it was like a shout out, dude. I don't know what it was. We were just the best group of guys ever, I guess. we were like, yeah, fine us, see what happens. Like every single person just didn't follow the dress code and went away.
Well, because once again, why do you have to have a dress code? What TV? Is the point?
TV.
But they, like, they why though?
It. They wanted it. They wanted us
just because it looks good.
Yeah, they wanted us to look like a real football league. That's what the TVs wanted.
And then you got the NBA, and you see them wearing literal like Urkel costumes constantly or whatever. They just look like morons out there, and they're like, that's what good people look like. You know, just wear whatever. You got Cam Newton showing up in pigeon feathers or TVs, whatever.
Yeah, anything involving TV, man, that's.
It's all so fake.
It's probably it just has to be one of the worst jobs for genuine people on the planet. Like, just TV is terrible.
You have to be you have to be in on the bit. Like, you really do to make it there. I feel like, because it's crazily fake. Like, the people, they're on air, they're constantly have to smile and all this kind of stuff. They're putting on a performance. That's all they're doing, and I'm not calling anybody out when I'm saying this. I'm just saying this is real life logic. Is just these people are not, when they get off the mic or whatever, the camera, they're not that person when they go home, because it would be miserable to just be like that all the time.
Sometimes they do transform into that person because, you know, it just the only way they can cope is just like, oh, I guess it's my identity.
I guess it's like it is. To just be constantly upbeat and saying like a little joke here, but you know, and just constantly. Let's look at your weather.
I couldn't imagine talking about NFL football. My dad, I sat down for dinner this weekend, and my dad just first thing he starts talking about is the games. I'm like, man,
I don't care.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what I said. I was like, please, just trying so gently to just be like, can we just not do this? I hate talking about it here.
Well, it's, you know, it's, I've told you this before. My wife's always my lovely wife, Maggie. I love her to death. Best person I've ever met. Favorite person on earth. But she always is like trying to set me up on like dates with like some friend that she made who has a husband. And the first thing she says is like, he likes sports too. You know, and it's like, oh, great. there's no conversation. I'm going to be like, oh, you like sports? And he's like, oh, I like sports too. You know, woohoo, let's be best friends. Like, that's just not, I'm like, I'm good. Well, friends, I'm good.
It's like, also, she just doesn't know, like, the dude thing to do is like when you, like, every, you're allowed to have 15 good friends when you turn 18, and then every year you lose one down to three.
Yeah, slowly.
So now that you're 28, you're at your three. Yeah. You know, you can only have three. So she just doesn't know.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have too many friends as a dude.
You really can't. Like, it's just, I've never, I don't know. It's just what, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. You have your work colleagues, you have your friends, and then you have your wife. And then if you have kids, you have kids. And that's it. All right? You get that group of your people, and then you die. And now, there it is.
Now you're talking.
That's life, baby. That's living if I've ever seen life being lived at its fullest.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
Speaking of wanting to die, how about those Chiefs players and fans and program? And
now you want to talk about Titans?
First of all, I thought I was going to make it. I was like, every single tweet, I ironically, like, I'm like, this is the one. I seriously thought.
You do say that a lot.
I seriously thought when I was like, screw it, put Jackson Mahomes in at QB, see what happens. I thought that one was going to go. I was like, this is the one. This is the one that's going to go. And it didn't. I was like, oh my.
You're God. Like, you're like that multi-level marketing friend that always comes around like every like tax season and is like, hey, I've got, this is it. That's how you're like, you tweet. You're just like, I got it. I got the tweet. I'm going to make it big here. You want to get on or not? You want to get on the train now or not? You know, and it's like, it doesn't work out.
Such a joke. Such a joke that didn't take off. Twitter's a joke, and it's such a joke that I'm not popular on Twitter. How is this happening?
I don't know. Everybody, hashtag get Bruno popular. That's the hashtag we need to start bringing out.
I'm already verified. I just actually need a real following.
That is a solid tweet. I didn't even see that tweet.
Yeah, I know.
Just put Jack Mahomes in. Let's see what happens. Do you see him dancing again?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I saw him at the stadium.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably tall.
It wasn't. Oh, yeah. He's really tall. I was wanting to get up. Like, it wasn't in a spot where I could be like, hey, take a photo with me real quick. You know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't going to work. But yeah, I saw him.
That'd be such an opportunity. Like, you see Jackson Mahomes and you give the phone to someone quick, anybody, and just be like, hey, record me. And then you do a dance in front of Jackson Mahomes. And
he has to inevitably start dancing, or we get into a dance off, which is the best part of it all.
Or he does one of these to you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, he's like, what? but no, maybe the Chiefs should have put Jackson Mahomes in because Patrick Mahomes. Looked like Patrick Apartment. He did not look very good at all. He was not good at all yesterday.
Patrick Section 8.
Yes, yeah. Patrick McCondo. All right, that's what he looked like. Patrick Mahotel. He did not have. He was not Patrick Mahomes at all.
And Stephen A. comes out and he's like, if Ryan, like, you know, who's better? Like, every single quarterback in the AFC is better than Ryan Tannehill. That's, you know, after watching that game. He's just like, Ryan Tannehill, you know, he's terrible sometimes when everyone. That's the kind of takes you have to succeed on TV.
Really do.
And I really just don't know if I could do it. I'm trying to think of
that's this. Phoning it in for Stephen A, too, by the way.
No, I know.
Tannehill sucks.
I'm trying to call in with your stupidest take ever. Think of the worst take ever that's not that someone you know could seriously make. And, like, I'm trying to think of just a terrible one.
It's like Derrick Henry is a system running back. You know, like something like that. Jeremy that Nichols could be doing
that
it.
That is something someone, I feel like, would say.
Yeah, well, there's people still right
Marshawn
now.
Marshawn Lynch is better than Derrick Henry.
Yeah, right now.
And there's a lot of people that think that.
Right now, Derrick Henry would lose to Marshawn Lynch in a running battle or whatever. I don't know what kind of battle it would be. But, no, the Titans are such a weird spot right now, right?
No, they're not. It's called number one, baby.
Well, no, for
it's
sure.
It's weird because we never see it.
You're right. It's great right now. It's weird, though, because they beat the Bills, they beat the Chiefs, they lose to the Jets. Everybody's like, well, injuries. Like, no, okay, the Jets had people out. It's just football as it is. They lost to the Jets, all right? The same people who were covering Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce were covering Jamison Crowder and Corey Davis. All right, so one is not like the same.
You can name another one other than Corey Davis. Yeah, I can't.
Exactly. I was trying to think of another one. I forgot the name. I forgot their names. But Brandon Bastos or something like that. Nah, I tried. But yeah, they we've seen the worst of what the Titans can look like, and we've seen now for 2 weeks the best of what the Titans look like. What is the middle ground here? Is the middle ground that they, like, what do we know? What do we think is real? Because you got a short week. They beat the Bills.
Is this a metaphysical question or I don't know?
It seems like the Titans right now, and I hate this for Titans fans. Seems like Titans fans are being just brought all the way up and Titans are just doing it and then they're going to crush their dreams.
I think it's a little bit of both. The Titans, I tweeted they're a Super Bowl threat. Do I think they're going to win a Super Bowl? I don't. Unless we see.
Well, don't you say win a Super Bowl? Do you think they get there? Do you think they are the AFC representative?
Yeah, I think they have. I think that it's the most likely thing is they get to the Super Bowl. I think they're probably the best team in the AFC. The AFC is not. It's a very.
It's not looking great right now.
This is a very bad league.
Porous.
Porridge.
It's very cold porridge right now.
No, they're number one, man. I don't care if they lost to the Jets. They're number one. Listen, You tell me you never had a bad day at work. You're telling me you've never had a bad day on the job. You're telling me you never threw up when you were 5 years old. Like, Mom, I threw up. Like, some days you're good. Some days you're bad. Titans were really bad on one day.
But that shows how bad they can be, though, right? Like, it gives you, like, it gives us the floor of the Titans, which is terrible. It's basement dwelling, right? Like, that's where we see. But the ceiling is very high.
I don't like honing in on one game. The floor of the Titans is their 5-1 team right now, or 4-1, whatever it is. I don't know. They've lost a single game.
Well, no, they lost to the Cardinals too.
Two games. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That was already. I got Taylor LeWand there. I wasn't even thinking. how is he doing? Is he all right? Is he
concussed? I mean, yeah, he's concussed, but he's been tweeting that he's fine. You know, he's just like, gotta go through concussion protocol, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know if you've ever seen a concussion protocol. It's the worst thing on the planet.
Sounds like a terrible movie.
They basically have to work you out to the bitter bone. Like, you have to be within passing out of working out to see if, like, you can hang. Like, that's what concussion, that's like the last stage of concussion protocol.
If you don't pass, you die from that. That sounds like they're really taking you to the brink of life.
Well, that's why it's the last phase of concussion protocol.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But back to the Titans topic of it. I don't know where the Titans lie right now. I mean, can we say they're one right now? Yeah, I think you could say the Tennessee Titans are the number one team in the AFC.
They are number one. Like, they're the number one seed right now.
Where do you put the Bengals?
Theoretical one.
I mean, because what team looks better right now, the Bengals or the Titans?
Jamar Chase
looks like an absolute menace to society right now, to anybody covering
him. You don't think Janoris Jackrabbit can lock up
Janoris Jackrabbit Jenkins? What are we calling him Jackrabbit again now? Is he back to Jackrabbit? By the way, when did that start? This guy last season was Janoris Jenkins.
You know how I feel. You can never give yourself a nickname. It just cannot happen.
Yeah, who gave, like, what did he legally, does anybody know if he legally changed his name? I don't know. I have no idea when this actually started. But regardless, the Chiefs yesterday, I think it was the best we've seen the Titans look, and that was the worst we've seen the Chiefs look, and I don't think that that game is an isolated incident, but I don't think that is how a showing for how those two team seasons are going to be going forward.
Oh, I think
Patrick Mahomes is not that bad. He's really not. Now, I do have.
Yeah, he is.
You really think he's that bad? All these other seasons, he was doing great.
Those seasons, he was really good. And this season, he's that bad. He has been that bad the whole season.
I've got we need to go to the break here soon, but I've got a theory. I'm going to tell you the theory when we come back. I want you to jump in, though. 615-844-5600. Come back. You'll hear the theory about why Patrick Mahomes is doing bad right now. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic build pretty good over here on this side of town near the airport on 40 East. That's what we're looking at live here up by Fessler's on the traffic as you continue out past Donaldson Pike. 3900 block of Keeley Drive at South Nashville. The fire department's talking about that right now on the scanner. It's a crash 2800 block of Clifton Avenue. That's going to be North Nashville. Watch your speed now on I-40 as you continue out through Kingston Springs. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princesshotchicken.com.
I'm Commander Chuck. The truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues. 9th win this year, 3rd in a row. And up next is Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be crazy. He's the only one locked in for Phoenix. Everything else is up for grabs. So you grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you can always get involved anytime, 615-844-5600. You know, if you haven't already, go ahead and download that WNSR app, Nashville Sports Radio, whether you got Google, whether you got Apple apps or whatever. Go ahead and do that. That's an easy way to take us on the go. Or if you're at home, say you're pulling into your carport right now or your car driveway, whatever you got. Why do we park in the driveway and drive on the parkway? I still don't know why. But if you are doing that, go inside your house. If you have a smart speaker, all you got to say is play WNSR radio, and then you can hear us right there on your house, whether it's an Amazon Alexa or it's a Google Assistant, or well, they got like a million of these nowadays. They're always listening to you, by the way. Just understand that. Yeah. People kill me. They're like, I won't get one of those because I don't want to be heard all the time. But they have like a cell phone, like an iPhone in their pocket. Right. Or they have a smart TV with like a speaker on it. You know, like they're listening to you, and they're going to get their information however they want. That's just what's going to happen. Does your phone ever go off when you're like watching like the Monday, like tonight it'll be Monday Night Football, and it'll be like, I'm going to say this, hey Siri, tell me who's leading right now in the NFL passing touchdowns or something like that. And it does like the thing, and then my phone will go off and like answer the question. And I'm like, this was a marketing ploy.
No, I don't have Siri turned on mine.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I think I have mine turned on, even though it just didn't work right then. I had to do like a different voice to like throw it off or something like that. So when I left y'all, I said, I had a theory about Patrick Mahomes.
Can I ask you a question before you go into that theory?
I can. Or I will.
It's more or less a fact or fiction. And this might work into your segment about what you think about the Pat Mahomes issue.
Yeah.
Fact or fiction? A fiction. This is for both of you and Bruno.
You had it right, fiction.
Yeah, fiction. Yeah. Chiefs make the playoffs?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
This is essentially first take. Well, yes.
Well, the numbers are on my side.
Oh, really? Nerd?
Yeah.
Cool. They're
heavily on my side.
History's on my side. Chiefs are still a good team. This was just the bad that we've seen out of
them. This is just the bad first 7 games. You sound like an idiot.
Yeah. Earmark this moment right here. And I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to bask in it. Zach, in the future, you're welcome. That's what I'm going
to
say.
You know, they just lost by 27 to like 3 or 0, right?
Yeah, sure. It's a bad loss. You remember, you're the biggest one to make this argument, not only because you're the one who's made it, but you believed in it so much, but you're also very big as a person. You're the biggest one that made this argument of Tampa Bay isn't all that good of a team. They ended up winning a Super Bowl. Remember last year how bad they were in the regular season? But they got to the playoffs, and that's all that matters.
They're also above 500 the entire season. Yeah. Like, they were like 7-5 fighting for the playoffs.
They weren't, because they lost the very first game of the year, and that puts them under 500.
Whatever.
You hate nerd. When I give you facts?
You can't call me a nerd and then be a nerd.
No, being a nerd is not remembering stuff. Being a nerd is saying, I have numbers on my side.
Yeah,
man, I'm flaming you today. Like, legitimately, this Monday belongs to Zach.
No, now you're
what is the date today? I don't even know.
That's
the 25th.
That's Mandela
October
effect.
25th,
you're Mandela
2021.
You're affecting how this show has gone.
You are Mandeling effect the fact that you don't want to remember this show ever. This one specifically. You've had shows in the past. That's fine. Win a few battles here and there. I'm winning the war right now, Bruno. That's all that matters.
Are you? Who's winning the picks right now for NFL?
I haven't looked.
It's probably me.
I don't,
considering who
we were all
the Chiefs.
Tied. I think we were all. I was down by one going into this week.
Who picked the Chiefs?
Yeah, but you picked the stupid one too, probably.
Probably not.
Me and Ray did pick the Chiefs, though. You know, it is what it is.
Who'd you pick between the 49ers and Colts?
I think I picked the Colts. I think I.
Yeah, you did pick the Colts. I remember that.
I lifted the curse for this game.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you suck.
I sprinkled in here and there. Like, I was like, all right, let's let Carson Wentz reveal his true colors real quick for a second. Then he goes, oh, you know, look like, he looked like a blender out there playing football.
It was rainy, you know. That's hard for you. Rain in your eyes.
All I remember is just seeing Bruno and Bobby just going back and forth on text messages.
Yeah, I needed one catch, and Bobby's like, all right, the fourth quarter hits. He goes, all right, one more quarter, let's go, D. And then Debo Samuel houses it immediately for 30 yards, TD. Just bop. And then Jimmy G said, I'm just going to not throw the ball the rest of the
Bobby
quarter.
And Ray are in a dead sprint for last right now.
It's so great.
The two people who might miss in our listener league is Bobby and Ray.
They have a worse chance of going to that playoff than the Chiefs do of going to the NFL playoff.
It's not looking good for Bobby or Ray right now.
Two teams get left out of the listening league playoff. I think since I won, I'm locked.
And I just assumed, honestly, straight up, I made it two teams because I was like, somebody's just going to quit playing at some point. And I did not think it would be two that's a part of the show. But here we are. You know, here we are. I hope to crush Nick tonight. Oh, my gosh. I also need Alvin Kamara to drop 40. If that happens, we're all partying tomorrow. I'm bringing waffles. That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
From some chickens?
Maybe. Oh. Because they have them. They're good.
Chicken and waffles, I do.
Chicken and waffles are good. But back to my theory about Patrick Mahomes now. Patrick Mahomes, I think we're going to get to the end of the season because this always happens every year. There's always somebody. Last year, it was Tom Brady. Who had an injury that he played through and nobody knew about it. I think Patrick Mahomes is injured right now. I legitimately think Patrick Mahomes has some sort of injury. He is not moving like what he has before, even though he got up and got away a couple times. But watching him throw it directly into the dirt.
He's injured now.
Well, I mean, now he is, but I'm saying he's been playing an injury before that.
All right, Zach's just like, I'm going to drop facts real quick. All right, I'm going to drop.
Oh, hold on.
Let me drop a few facts too.
Let me destroy whatever fact you said. He cleared concussion protocol before the game was over yesterday, and Andy Reid held him out. What do you think about that, weather boy?
He's
not injured anymore because he cleared concussion protocol. God, I am slamming Bruno. I am literally just putting him on a tee and just whack. As much as I want right now.
You guys are like the odd couple right now. It's hilarious to me.
I'm
too young to know what that movie is. And you're old, Ray. All right. So
I'm still trying to test.
Boom roasted.
I'm still trying to test how far I can really go with things. Cause like I really want to just like get up and just like not hit you, but tackle you on air. And like just see what happens.
Once again, it would be a bad idea because we're on radio. Even though we got cameras, people wouldn't see it.
No, I know.
You knock me out of camera range. Is that what it is? Is that the joke?
Bruno, this is movable. You can rotate it.
I can. Well, then 180 would be like, who's recording? Like, you know.
That's a sign of somebody that's from the Cro-Magnon area is that they just get mad and they can't talk about it. They have to just do acts of violence. Now you can say I'm a nerd.
I don't know what you just said.
All right, Vandy boy.
Hey.
All right, we need to go ahead and run to our last break. Me and Bruno are going to fight off camera.
I'm the only person to ever graduate from Vanderbilt and still stay in Nashville. It's the only person
to
ever do it.
You're very true. I really actually believe in that. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Traffic's building pretty good as we check it out live again over here on 40 East at Fessler's. All this traffic headed out towards the airport. Still holding up down in the Brentwood Franklin 65 going southbound through that section of Williamson County. 2600 block of Greer Road. That's going to be up in the Jolton area. We can hear the fire department head in that direction on a report of an accident. Also on Clarksville Pike at Simpkins Road. They're dispatching a call there as well. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sips and Sharks. It's a 21-plus edition coming up November 14th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
Wind, rain, walls, and tires. Those are the stories of Kansas Speedway. Let's check things out. 5-1, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott scraping the wall like three times in the closing laps, just trying to catch his teammate. And of course, that teammate has gone to victory lane 9 times now this year. Of course, I'm talking about Kyle Larson's 2021 domination continuing, leading 130 laps on the day. 9th win of the season, like I said. 4th in the playoffs. 3rd win in a row, and that's the second time this season. 2,398 laps led this season. The most since Jeff Gordon in 1995, when he led 2,610. Most importantly, Kyle Larson denies another driver a win for the safety of knowing they will be locked in for Phoenix. Biggest story of the day has got to be Ryan Blaney. The 12 car pounds the wall hard after contact with Austin Dillon, sending him to the garage. 4 drivers, check this out, are separated by 6 points. Kyle Busch is only 1 point to the good in the top 4. The bottom 4 are Ryan Blaney, 1 point out, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano. Up next for the round of 8 is a short track called Martinsville Speedway. This is going to be good. 4 drivers will be eliminated. It's the last race for drivers to get themselves in to the Championship 4 race at Phoenix.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on everything you need to get ready for the holidays. Like an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gift ideas. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. We've got Spencer Barnaby, the intern. He's sitting in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios right now, which is just really big. Really big moment.
If Strike and Spare were a real sponsor, they'd put a bowling alley in
right
this,
here.
In this.
So we could bowl like right in between. That is a good. We need to get, you know, Mike and Steve and all them on. They need to get on the phone.
I hope they're listening.
Yeah,
they're just like, what more do you want?
Put a bowling alley in the studio. That would be
catered to my every whim.
Yeah. Just Bruno. I think Steve would do that for sure. He loves you.
Dude, one time I got a I was like helping tickets do sales, like being the like guy for Vandy. Like, hey, this is Bruno Reagan. Like, you know, they're using the players to try and sell.
Oh, really? I didn't know they did that.
And I call some guy who played baseball here, and he gave me an hour-long speech on why he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And I was like, if I ever become this guy, I will jump off the Batman building. What a terrible terrible, terrible. Like, why waste my time? I'm just some 19-year-old kid. You know?
Yeah. Some people can't let go of the flame, Bruno. You know?
I try to throw it away every day.
It just keeps coming back.
It won't go away.
You're like Drew Barrymore in Firestarter. There's a reference you've never seen a movie from.
I've never heard of that movie. Must not have been very good.
Who was the dad in that movie, Ray? Was it Kurt Russell? Was he the dad in that movie?
I have not seen that movie.
When I think of a good movie, I think of like that movie with, is it Vin Diesel? And he's like the babysitter kind of.
Yeah, the pacifier.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. That's a good movie to you.
I can't remember.
I hate you.
I can't remember it, but it was funny.
I don't think I've actually seen that one. But I'll tell you what's been going on with me lately. Bad movies. I've been having a picture of Owen Wilson on the cover of Drillbit Taylor in my mind just repeatedly popping up randomly at night. I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
What's going on? I don't know.
I don't know.
You can't even make that up. Like,
I
that's a real thing that's been happening.
I thought I had problems.
Drillbit Taylor. Have you ever seen the cover of Drillbit Taylor?
I've never
seen the movie, but I can tell you what the cover looks like exactly. I'll show it to you.
Maybe your Mandela effect it.
We'll see. We'll find out. All right, first hour's done. Got a whole second hour coming up. Bruno leaves, though, 30 minutes into the second hour. So if you want to got any Vandy questions or anything you want to get at him, do it now. 615-844-5600. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Derek Dennis in Boise, Idaho. There are multiple reports of injuries after a shooting at a mall. One person is in custody. President Biden pitching his infrastructure and social spending bills traveling today to New Jersey. The president says despite the multi-trillion dollar price tag, expanding the child care tax credit will help most Americans.
I view it as a tax cut for middle class families. A tax cut. We never have an argument when we talk about the wealthy. This is a tax cut.
An offshore storm, which is now being called the most powerful storm ever recorded for the Pacific Northwest, brought drenching rains, flooding, and power outages from Washington State to L.A., but it's also likely ending the wildfire season. Hate crimes are skyrocketing. A new FBI report shows hate crimes against people of Asian descent up 76% in 2020. Protests of vaccine mandates taking place in Chicago and New York City. This is ABC News.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24. The sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them, and you cannot rely on them. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at exergen.com.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Oh, welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Bruno's just biting to talk.
No. Well, it was so if you're listening on it, don't worry about it. But basically, we followed her on Instagram, and then the January attacks on the Capitol happened, and she's posting all this stuff with her dad. And I'm just like, I just started laughing. I'm like, this is awesome. So I just had to finish that conversation.
This is a conversation we were having off air. Welcome into it.
Out of context, that's probably, yeah.
He's talking about a girl you like went on a date with or something like that.
No, I didn't go on a date with her. She didn't like me.
Oh.
She was all about my butt. That's the thing, though. Like, I have no problem saying
all
this.
About your buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounded like you said.
That's what I thought he said. I was
it sounded like he said all about my butt. Yeah.
That's the thing. And I
got a great butt, though. A judo guy, a lot of lower half needs to be used.
I don't mind this at all. Like, and my buddy is, listen, dude's special force, best friend for life, but he's special forces. And dude is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. You got to respect it. If a guy look like we were talking about before the show, Jimmy Garoppolo, like yeah. He is a good looking guy,
but
that's just what it is.
He's just like that, man. But a lot of people would be like insecure or something. So there was her, and then there was her much less interesting friend, you know, just doesn't have a congressman dad, but she, you know, what's she going to do? Not talk to me, the friend. So I use it to my advantage 100%. And I can't wait till he comes back. He's getting stationed, here next summer, so
nice.
I'm excited.
Nice, man.
So I'll have a friend.
Oh, good. Good, Bruno, my friend. If you want to be Bruno's friend, all you got to do is call in.
No,
if you 615-844-5600.
If you really want to be friends, you buy private lessons from me for BJJ and judo, and then we just don't do lessons and we talk about.
Where do they find UFOs? That if they did want to?
All my information's on the internet. Facebook.
Where
Twitter,
specifically, yeah. Though?
ReaganMartialArts.com.
There we go. There There's that plug.
Dude, I'm thinking about just taking down the website because no one uses it, looks at it. Everyone's always calling me, text me. I get a lot of calls a day.
You get a ton of calls. I will be honest, you get a bunch of calls during the show about it.
I know.
And you're just like talking to some dude.
What's the schedule? Well, if you could read, it's on the Facebook, it's on the website, so why do I pay $300 a year for it, you know? It's ridiculous.
Because you don't want somebody else to get ReaganMartialArts.com and then make it like a weird website.
First of all, great idea. I'm going to do that with other gyms I don't like.
You know that's a big business, by the way?
That's awesome.
Because what people do is, like, if there's a new app that pops up, they'll go and get, like, at Best Buy or whatever.
Don't
you know what I mean?
Cheap, yeah.
Yeah. And then they buy them, and then they hold them hostage for the real, you know, these people are like, okay, well, we need this. It's, you know, my, like, Best like Buy is going to
someone
that.
Had the XFL app. And I'm sure they had to pay out for it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And they'll pay, you know, $12,000, $10,000, maybe more dollars for it, depending on what it is, because it's that important to them. And they're like, you know, these giant companies don't care. They're like, yeah, no, just get it from them.
They burn money.
It's a huge business. A huge business. And there's a lot of places that have it. This happens a lot. I mean, a lot of small business happens to it. It's just part of life, right? But there's domains, like websites where you go, domains that go fraudulent, I guess this is the word, but basically they just forget to pay a credit card changes or expires or whatever
it
is.
You buy them and try and
you buy them and you hold on to them and then you, yeah, and they instantly pop up. People buy them and then people are like, well, we got to get it back now. And they're like, all right, charge $5,000 to get it back. Here you go. And that's how it is. That happens. I can't tell you how many businesses in my small time on this earth I've seen it happen to.
That's hilarious.
Over 20.
Can't happen to me, bozos. I got all my ads and all my websites and everything I need. So whatever.
But you
got to
make sure every new app that comes out, you got to You got to get on it and make sure you take your handle.
Yeah. I need to be – I always say I need to be better. That's the thing about businesses. You never really know how well you're doing. Obviously, you see the financials, but when you're small business, I just – like, I'm surviving. So that's all that matters and just thinking vision. It's hard to tell if it's going good or not, but I guess it's going –
if people are showing up to your door – to do the thing that you're teaching, then it's good.
But that's the crazy thing is like jiu-jitsu is such a different business. Where like what it's crazy how to explain it. Maybe Ray can like help explain some of it too. Where like if you are too commercial, you get called what's called a McDojo, right? Which is basically like they make tons of money. Like Taekwondo. Like you'll see these dudes driving BMWs, right? Mm-hmm. But in the martial arts community, like you're like we know like you're a joke. It's just flat out. And sorry to Taekwondo guys, but there's not many real ones left. Like you're a daycare, you funnel in, you overdo prices, you're basically like a dance studio.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
So what you're saying is you want to make sure you have respect than money.
100%. It's about trying to find that balance of business and respect. It's huge. I mean, it's a primal thing. Like, it's honor, all that. That's why so many people are attracted to it when they do it, because it's one of the last things where it feels like it is financial based. Like, you pay a guy for a service, so they can't tell you to, it's your coach, and they can coach you hard, but they can't, degrade you or anything, right? You're paying them. But there is that thing where, it is a coachly figure. It's like, you expect that from a coach. If your boss is, like, degrading you, and you're like, oh, man,
Why am I here?
Yeah. that's what I'm trying to say. It's just a whole different business. So I try to explain it to other people. Like I'm not out there to chase like max profits every year. It's about setting the foundation, and then it'll take care of itself really one day.
Right. Well, and I think there's a lot that goes kind of what you're saying too is youth athletics, which is what you're a part of.
Yeah, I know.
You're
a massive business.
But, you look at travel baseball, it's a joke. It's just a joke. Parents are paying $4,000 a weekend.
You think their kid's getting recruited? I saw this one TikTok where it was like, that kid's going to be a pro athlete. And it was like the ring on the door video. And then the dad goes and throws the ball at the kid's face and it hits him off.
I saw that.
That's what all the parents are. Oh, I went to high school with this one kid, and his mom was a big booster, so he got on varsity freshman year.
And that's essentially just pay to play.
I was playing video games with this group of friends, and they came from talking to him, and they were like, Bruno, you would thought it was so funny. This kid was telling us how great of a football player he was back in high school, and he should have been in the college. And I was like, oh, my God. No, he shouldn't have,
Yeah.
That's travel stuff. Like, you're most likely getting scammed. Unless your kid really – if your kid really enjoys it, congrats. It's money well spent.
And that's fine. If parents really
think they're going to funnel their kid through
this. They think it's an investment. They're looking at like ROI of like he's going to get this kid is going to get into the major leagues of baseball or whatever. And then they're spending. I mean, really, if you're a parent out there, if you're in travel ball, like you might hate hearing this, but that's the truth. Your kid or a kid on the team is A, not that good, B, starting, and C, the family is just wealthy beyond their means or something like that. And they're just paying. They're paying a lot of money.
Like imagine you put your kid in travel ball 7 to 8 years old, right?
Which people do.
If you put that $4,000 or $8,000 a year into just an investment fund that's 8%? You don't have to do crypto. Crypto's volatile. You can put it in a standard fund and pay for the kid's college yourself.
Yeah.
The logic behind parent brain is so – and, I mean, you're getting sold also. Like, it's sales 100%. You're getting sold so hard.
Yeah.
Like, your kid
– well, and then that's the start of the vicious circle, right?
People
like, parents, they take it. They start it there, and they're like, I want my kid to succeed and be in this sport. And they're like, well, I'm going to pay the money to do it. Cheat code. I have the money. I'm going to get them there. And then they go down, and then they yell at the refs and the officials and these guys who are underpaid, and these people quit. And then they come back up, and then the kid doesn't succeed. He moves on. He gets a job. He grows up. He does normal stuff.
And
then he has a kid, and he's right back to the start of it. Like, I'm going to do it. And these poor officials just keep getting yelled at the whole time.
It also leads to
a circle of life.
Yeah, it really is. It's a circle of a terrible life.
It really is. But, I mean, I understand. If you want to give your kid a shot, you got to give a shot. But what you're talking about with your gym, it's like, like that ecosystem is very much not like, you can pay all the money in the world you want, but that doesn't give you your blue belt or your your red belt, whatever belt.
No, I
great
tell parents
belt.
All the time. I'll tell them straight up the limit of what their kid can go. And sometimes they don't like that. And sometimes, you know, we've seen it. Dude, oh, my God. It was my dad a few years ago. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. He's listening. There was the young lady, not anybody I train with now, that was talented, but she was also 9 years old.
Yeah.
You can't tell how good you're going to be at 9 years old. You're 9 years old. Her parents thought she was going to be an Olympian. And she goes to school at a state school, and she, got placed sixth at state in wrestling, never did judo again, and, just goes to college. Imagine the mental, toll that takes. You're telling a nine-year-old you're going to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
I tell my parents, I'll tell the parents of the kids that come to my gym all the time, this is what I think your kid can do. If he overshoots it, great. I was an overshooter. I became 6'3 out of nowhere. Happens. If your kid doesn't do that, he's not going to play football.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Are you or your wife under 6 feet? Your kid's not going to play college sports. Sorry.
that's a hard pill for people to swallow, too.
Yeah, it is super hard. Wow, even if he was above 6 feet, does he have the ability? Does he want to?
Yeah.
You have to also.
There's a lot of tall, very awkward looking guys who don't have motor skills.
Yeah, if you're not mega talented, you have to be obsessed to a fault to where your you have literal personality disorders to be able to succeed at that. Do you want that for your kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And off chance they get to the pros and make millions of dollars.
Not happening. Yeah. Just don't. It's not going to happen.
Now, could it happen? Yeah, sure. There's a statistical odd that says you could.
And it's just like what we were talking about earlier. Here's an odd chance you win the Powerball.
Yeah.
Am I going to play it?
Nope.
There's an odd chance the Titans sweep the Chiefs.
And that happened.
Money line, baby.
That's crazy. Last two times the Chiefs have been in Nissan Stadium, they've lost.
Bozos.
What can you do? What can you do? Ray, you got any current events you want to jump into, man? You're always foaming over there at the mouth. I know you're always wanting.
No, I'm just listening to what Bruno's saying. He's absolutely right.
It's a sports topic. Yeah. It's just something people don't talk about a lot. I mean, there's a real side of it where, you know.
Well, it just
think parents don't want to hear it either, by the way.
No, they don't. No, they want their kid to be perfect. They want their kid to be what, but just cuz your kid is the Orioles U9 travel baseball champ, you know.
That doesn't move the needle for anything.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. I think that narrative, and we'll get to current events.
Sure.
But I think that narrative is changing. I do. I feel like our generation moving up, starting to have kids and all that, I think they're seeing that same idea. I really do think the narrative is kind of turning away from, oh, my kid's not going to make it, but more or less to, I want the kid. It's almost kind of going too far, I feel like, to where it's like, I want the kid to decide everything. You know, we're going to support them on whatever they do, and we're going to let them support everything, and we're not even going to make a decision. They make all the decisions, and I feel like that's the pendulum going too far to the other side now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, 100%. That's why I think our thing is a happy medium, where it is a business, and I do want to make money. Surprise. And yeah. I also, you know, want the kids to have actual value. I want them to like it. I want you to, I want it to be a respected place kind of deal. So
yeah. Because they can learn skills there that help them in other areas that they actually end up succeeding in.
Well, I just don't want, like the fat, there is no get rich quick. Like, it just does not exist. And if it does, there is no perfect to it. Yeah. Like, there's a place.
Probably illegal.
I've wanted to name drop so many gyms I know just off the top of my head, but there's this martial arts place that has three locations, and all they do is hoo-ha contracts, you know, and they make a ton of money, but it's just dude, you know, what else
do you have? Well, then you got to say, all right, how much do you care about your respect? Do you want to sell out for your respect, you know? And if you know what he says? That person could say, you know what I do? I take care of my family, and I always have food on the table, and everything's fine. And that's all I care about. I don't care about the respect of a gym.
But I don't have anything to care about except my reputation. So there we go.
Yeah, you just have your reputation. It's all that matters. Your reputation is your baby. Wait till you have a real baby. Which I haven't had, so I don't know if I can speak on that. Ray, right? Tell him. You have children.
No, from everything I've heard, man, the second you have your kid, it just everything changes, which is why I want to get all the stupid stuff I want to do out of the way as quickly as possible, and then, you know,
enjoy this time.
I saw Ben Affleck say something really profound. I can't remember if it was on a movie or something. I think it was Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back or something like that. But he was like, when you have your kid, you go from being the main act to the stage.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that's a really profound, deep thought.
Very true.
You're you were the focal point, and now you are the surrounding cast to the focal point, which is the child. All right, go ahead, Ray. What do you got?
So, did you guys see...
That was really deep and really true.
I got like 10 minutes. So.
Tom Brady threw a 600 touchdown pass past weekend.
Is he ever going to die?
But did you see the compensation that they decided to offer the fan? Because we all know Mike Evans. Did you guys read that?
He got screwed. So royally screwed.
So he's basically receiving a different game ball, a $1,000 gift card to the team store, promise of helmet, couple jerseys, something nice in return per Brady.
And this is for the 600th touchdown ball. The record-breaking ball. First one to ever 600, right?
How did this guy get the ball?
Mike Evans gave it to him. He had no idea that was the 600. When Mike Evans caught the touchdown, he immediately went to the fan who had a 13 jersey and handed
it to him.
Not knowing that that was the 600 touchdown pass.
Tom.
The best was.
Tom, you're a multimillionaire. Be a real one. Give this guy 100. Give this guy 100 G.
Gotta.
If Tom Brady offered that little and the guy was willing to trade the ball, just cough up the money for how, because that's mad respect for that guy.
Yeah.
To respect that ball.
But
good for you, man.
There is a far vast level of screwed that this guy got. Because, I mean, if he just put that on eBay today, it's selling for $500,000 easily.
Maybe more.
Maybe.
I think it goes over a mil. Easy.
Yeah. It could. It really could. But
Mike Evans' expression on the sidelines was like, I did what? What? He was so like, oh, are you serious?
Does that reflect more on the idea of how good of a teammate Tom Brady is? Like that he wasn't like, that's my 600 ball. Make sure you bring it back or something like that beforehand.
What's he going to do, explode on the sideline? Uh-huh. I mean, Tom Brady also, I mean, it would be cool to have the ball, but also just win.
He's the number one quarterback.
He's
like statistics, fantasy, whatever you got. He's the number one
potential NFL MVP.
God.
Was he at 21 touchdowns already for the season?
Something crazy.
This is the Tom Brady hate club.
It really is. Like, you just have to admit the guy is the best ever. Like, he just is the best ever. That's just it. Whatever. Like, he's probably the he's probably the best athlete that ever played professional sports.
He's like out through the, like, he's like, I can't describe, he's like a GameCube controller that just, like, you buy 10 throughout your career so someone can play, but player one controller always stays the same. It's never breaks.
That's the meta of the show is what you just explained. All right, we need to go run to the F&M Bank phone line. We got Womble. Is that my good buddy, Zach Womble? Womble, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? How are you guys?
Doing well, man. How do we repay this pleasure?
Listen, man, I called in because for a couple things, but you guys got me thrown off here. Zach, I got to take a little exception. How can you say Tom Brady is the number one athlete of all time? He plays one side of the ball. Like, if you want to tell me a cornerback or a safety is a better, like, one of the best athletes, sure. But a guy that runs a 7.5 40 being the best athlete, come on now. That's not.
Zach, tell me what or who another player is that's better at their position in any other sport, not only just football, any other sport.
Well, I mean, where do you want to start? I mean, you could say LeBron James is a better athlete than Tom Brady at his sport.
Is he as good at Tom Brady at basketball, but as a quarterback in the NFL?
What? He is a better athlete than Tom Brady, plain and simple.
But success-wise, Tom Brady is the best ever.
I'll say that basketball players are the best athletes in the world because they have to play both sides of the floor, whereas a quarterback only has to play one side. Tom Brady's not out there trying
to make
tackles.
LeBron kind of doesn't do that. So
yeah, LeBron stays on one side of the court sometimes.
have you been blind for the last 19 years, or are you just looking at the past, 36 months?
I'm looking at Tom. You're talking about physical play. I'm talking about as an athlete in the order of succession. Has there been another athlete that has had the kind of success at his job, at his role, at his position than any other player in the history entire of sports ever?
Is Tom Brady the greatest winner of all time? Yes.
I think that makes you the greatest athlete because as an athlete, your goal is to win, right?
Yeah, okay. The next reason I called, honestly.
Shut down with case one, Zach Womble.
Do what?
I said shut down one.
Let him move on.
Mark one here.
Let him move on.
I don't want to take up all your time.
Hey, man, you're always welcome.
All right, listen. Hey, I want to say something about the Titans.
Go ahead.
Listen, us Titans fans, we should be pounding our chest at the mountaintop. I mean, what the Titans have done over the last two games, great, great, great football, right? But on the same side, like, I didn't overreact after the Jets lost, so I'm not going to overreact after Sunday. I believe it was Kevin Byer that said they're not handing out Lombardi trophies in October, and I think we as fans need to keep that in mind, right? I mean, as great as we're feeling, we've still got a lot of football to be played. I'm not down on Titans. Obviously, I think, you know, fan side of me says they're the best team in the AFC right now. But, you know, let's scale it back a little bit and just kind of remember, like, where we are in the season. And let's not try to clamor for all this national media attention. Who cares if Stephen A. Smith or ESPN or those guys at CBS aren't talking about the Titans? Who cares? Just pay them no mind and just continue about our business, because you know that's what the Titans are going to do. And then come January, they're still going to be hanging around as one of the final teams in the playoffs, and then we can be talked about. But right now, it doesn't matter if they don't know anything about the Titans or they're not talking about the Titans. And the last thing I wanted to ask you, a little bit fun, Zach, I know you went to school in Chat. I'm actually going to be down there this weekend for like the first time in my life for the state soccer championship. You got any recommendations on where I should eat or where I should go?
You like sushi?
No.
Okay. Then another place, there's a really good sushi bar called Toto's. Your boy used to work at it. It's really good. But outside of that, there's another place called, I'm going to say it weird.
The Marathon Flying Gas Station. I'm just kidding.
Shut up, Ray. The other side, there's a place called Erythra Frankenstein's. Franklinstein's.
Okay.
It's really good. Great pancakes, great breakfast food too. But they're all day there. So okay. That's a place you'll really like, my man.
Great, because I've always said I want my final meal to be breakfast. So that's right up my alley.
Hey, man, that's your best place to do it. You're going to love Chattanooga. It's my heart will always be there.
Awesome. Guys, well, hey, thanks for taking my call. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Hey, thanks, Mom. We'll appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, he's right about the Titans side of things. I mean, I agree there. Mm-hmm. We disagree on how Tom Brady should be interpreted as a entirety of a success of a program and everything, what he's done.
Tarpertit.
Yeah.
Tarpertit.
All right, Bruno's getting itchy. He's got to get going. I can already see it in his eyes here, so we need to go ahead and hit.
My dead eyes.
Your dead eyes looking over at me. Everybody say bye, Bruno. All right, we need to go ahead and get done here. Take a break. Call in 615-844-5600. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554.
800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan is gone for the day. He'll be back tomorrow with us. But Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here to keep you going in the meantime. Bruno left his backpack here, though, so that's hilarious. Just every time he leaves. And then he always leaves something here. I just wear it every single time. I want you to call in, though, 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. If you got any questions or anything, any concerns that are coming up in your mind, I do want to circle back to what Womble, when he called in and asked, talking about the Titans fans and national media attention. I've noticed that it's a weird world. Like, Tennessee Titans fans, really just Tennessee sports fans in general, want and also equally don't want national media to recognize them. They wanted to recognize when it comes to, like, the accolades and achievements that week, you know, like the Titans or whatever, Derrick Henry, he did something that was so amazing. They want the guest pickers, or, you know, the Sunday morning picks to be for whoever the Titans are playing. It's like they want them to respect them when they do something great, but then when they want them to, like, project that the Titans are going to lose. And it's a weird road that Titans fans have right now, where they're like, we need, you know, these national people should be talking more about the Titans. Why? First off, listen to your local product. It's talked enough around here everywhere. You know, you get a lot of great stuff in here. Maybe not the breaking news that's happening here, but, you know, you get it. But secondly, who cares? The national media, they've been proven so many times how dumb they are to stuff. I mean, do we have to go back to the Chris Bouchard? You know, maybe Josh Allen didn't get that sneak because he didn't have his left tackle, Taylor Lewan, on the field. Like, come on. You know, like, that's what you get when they talk about Titans. They don't care. It's a small market considering, you know, what markets they deal with. And half the time they're talking about LeBron James, even if it's basketball season or not. They're just like, yeah, this is what LeBron James is doing. And they don't care. Those people do not care, I promise you. So why do you want them to, like, talk about you a lot when they clearly don't care? Because they're just going to mess it up, like what Chris Broussard did. Or numerous other times, Stephen A. Smith, when he talks about small market teams, he brings up a player that hadn't played there in like 2 years. Or he quickly looks something up on his phone and it's wrong information. I mean, that happens all the time. This whole, like, we are not respecting national media. Good. Who cares? Do you think that helps the Titans win? No. It does not. The Titans do not win because ESPN or, you know, CBS Sports Radio or whatever, you know, whatever giant flagship has out there, just because they're sitting there talking about the Titans and all that does not mean that the Titans are going to play any better or any worse. Who cares? Now, we can make an argument about Derrick Henry where maybe he should be talked about more and maybe that'll help him garner MVP votes, which he deserves. We even just right now, if we're talking about after 7 weeks of football, who deserves an MVP? Got to look at Derrick Henry and say he's got to learn. He's got to at least have somebody fighting for him on his side. Okay, fine. We can talk about the national media on that. But as a team, who cares? I mean, it does not matter. None of that stuff, whatever they're talking about, whatever they're arguing about, It's all algorithmic. It's all just an interpretation of what they see is trending and trying to get you to click. And guess what? The Titans aren't trending. Right now, I guess technically they are after beating the Bills and the Chiefs. But there's always something new. There's always some new piece of information that people have to give hot takes on or critiques or whatever it is. And they're not going to care because of actual performance on the field. That's just how it is at the end of the day. You just have to accept the fact that they are going to talk about whatever the algorithm, whatever the zeitgeist has them for that day. Especially the host. The hosts go on the air. They have producers. They have an individual producer that is there meeting with show prep with other producers to help the talent have what they're going to talk about. Majority of what they talk about is not what they go and sit down and say, this is what I'm talking about. It's just whatever they want. It's whatever the producers are telling them, which is then the producers are being told by the execs up on, you know, whatever ivory tower they're in. So the whole crying because we're not getting enough attention is just, it's so annoying to me. So I agree with Zach on that.
It's crazy how much more attention we've gotten from this past weekend's victory than we did over the Buffalo Bills game last week, which was a better game, better team, but yet we beat Kansas City and we're all over ESPN, Fox Sports, every debatable show that's on in the mornings.
Right.
It's all about Titans. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Bills haven't done anything recently, and Chiefs are coming off back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. You know what I mean? So they're in that zeitgeist. They're in that spell right now, whatever it is that just keeps people wanting to talk about them. They know they're going to get numbers because, you know, they're the coming off champs, or, you know, second place, whatever. They've been first, now second, so they're the falling hero right now, which people love to, you know, clamor on that. And Patrick Mahomes has such a name, you know, how many jerseys does that guy sell?
Yeah,
you know what I mean, that when they say, is Patrick Mahomes done question mark, it's like, all right, maybe it's a bit far, but I saw that somewhere. It's so stupid.
So let me ask you this. Would you consider the Chiefs the most disappointing team this year?
Boy, Chiefs fans probably think that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
they really think that right now. Talking about expectation before the season started, yeah, probably. I think Chiefs are right now because they're just not where everybody thought they were. But if I'm looking at, you know, teams like the Steelers, like, let's not forget, Steelers were 11-0 last year. You know, they were undefeated to this point where we are right now in the season, and they were good. They didn't have crazy high expectations going into the season, but still, they were a good team last year. Why are they not, you know, trending bad? The Bills, they've been good, but they lost to the Titans. You know, they've lost a game that people thought they should have easily won. You know, that could be a team that people can kind of, if I'm putting in the hot take radio, right, like, Bills can be in that same conversation right now. Saints, another team that I think people maybe are kind of upset. If, once again, it's so geographic in those areas. They think, yeah, that's, you know, this team is the most underappreciated, or not underappreciated, but what was the word you used? I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting what it is too now. I can't believe that. Yeah, disappointing.
Disappointing.
You know,
yes.
This is the most disappointing team that is in this area right now, and that, you know, it. But, yeah, I would say Chiefs probably are the most, like, if you're a Chiefs fan, and I saw a lot of them yesterday, and my family are Chiefs fans, like, I saw them, too, very upset. They're very upset. Chiefs fans, a lot of people drove down from KCMO to come down here, and, you know, once again, just like the Bills fans, it's visiting Nashville, it's a whole weekend, let's make a day, you know, thing out of it, and then maybe we'll have a good game. And they, you know, at least if you're a Bills fan, you saw a good game of football. You're a Chiefs fan, you just saw a butt-whooping the whole time, and it's not fun. And so, and there was a ton of Chiefs fans in Nissan. A ton of Chiefs fans in Nissan. But
was there more Chiefs fans at this game than there were Buffalo Bills fans last week?
It's hard to tell. It's hard to
tell. Because of the blue?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the Bills have the same similar colors that they can blend in. There was a lot of red, though. I will tell you that.
Yeah, Plaster said on the visitor's side, it was just plastered with red.
Yeah, it was a lot of red. I mean, and then it had Tech Nines. Welcome to the Red Nation. You know that song that was about Chiefs?
Yeah.
Because Tech Nine's from Kansas City.
Yeah.
That was played everywhere. I mean, when I was parking in my spot, you know, and then walking up to the gate, wherever I was, like, I was hearing that at multiple locations. So that whole Red Nation song was all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, the people who are getting the party buses aren't Titans fans because they don't want to do it. They're here. You know what I mean? People getting those are Chiefs fans, so they're playing that song on those party buses everywhere they go. It's just a nightmare.
So there was something I wanted to ask you, because I feel like something that we really should touch on more, because of, I think there's legitimacy there. Would you consider a fact that the Titans are a Super Bowl contender? Because if you think about the, we've talked about the AFC, right? Mm-hmm. No one's really stepped up and really kind of just challenged. You know, you would think the Ravens would come, and then all of a sudden they do Ravens things. They like, you know, they get spanked by the Browns. I mean, the Bengals.
Bengals, yeah.
And then the Bills last week, they haven't done anything. And then you've caught Kansas City, who looks like they're in shambles. Like, they just can't really stay consistent. Like I said even last week, if they played a team outside of Washington, as many turnovers as Mahomes had last week, chances are is that maybe that Kansas City team loses last week if they played anyone outside of Washington.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would say the Titans are a Super Bowl contender just because of the way you look at the AFC right now.
Yeah.
You know, they have beaten the two best. But that was all the projections going into the season was Bills and Chiefs. But, like I said at the beginning of the show and I said on Twitter, they beat the Bills and the Chiefs. They lost to the Jets. Where are they? Where are they? You can't tell me just because they've won these two games. Yeah, they're getting hot. They're getting really hot. Is that the Titans defense? Is that the Titans defense we've seen ever this season? No. We have not seen that defense show up one time this entire season. So what are we looking at? Is that the real Titans defense, or is that just an anomaly that just showed up? That looks like, to me, it's an isolated incident. It was the best Titans we've seen and the worst Chiefs we've seen. Now, I'm not taking anything away with the fact that had the Titans defense been what we've normally seen, did the Titans, you know, still win that game? I think so. Because offensively, right, it's what we saw last year for the Tennessee Titans. Didn't matter about your defense. Score more points on offense. That was the name of the game all last season. Well, it's just going to have to do that again this season. You know, that's where we're looking at, or at least I have to change my mind when I was talking about Tennessee Titans and expectations going into this season was, okay, is Julio going to be that much of a difference? Is he going to be any more different than what Corey Davis is stat-wise? Is A.J. Brown going to be able to repeat another 1,000-yard season? Is Ryan Tannehill going to have to throw for those kind of numbers? Is Derrick Henry really going to rush for 2,000 yards again? The NFL, that doesn't happen. Regression is more likely than what we've seen before, right? It's never meeting back to the quota. It's always falling back a little bit. Well, right now, the Titans they're slowly starting to get to that point where they're matching their offensive totals the last season. And if their defense is just a skosh better, we were saying it all last season, they're just middle of the road. Titans probably win the Super Bowl last year, but they weren't. And this year, it seems like their edge pressure is so much better. I mean, Autry and Bud Dupree just yesterday showing out. We saw the line. David Long is just becoming a tackle machine every single week, getting better and better, probably one of the most underrated linebackers in the NFL right now. Rashawn Evans got a fumble recovery and an interception last week. A lot of people hated that guy, wanted him traded before this deadline.
Well, they've been waiting for a couple of years for that performance, right? They expected year one out of that.
You know, is it an isolated incident, or is it a starting point?
Right.
You know, and I think, to me, I think it's an isolated incident. But if they can just recreate a few of those plays that they did against the Chiefs, the many that they caused against the Chiefs, and they just find it along the way. If they just do a few of them and let that offense just be stellar, let that offense just be dominating like we've seen so far, they have enough to beat anybody. They have enough to literally beat any other team in the NFL. And right now, specifically in the AFC, there's nobody that is looking better than the Titans right now.
I hate
But that Jets loss. Jets loss, I'm telling you, it is hanging around. And not to cut you off, but
no.
My worry is that Jets loss. My worry isn't, are they going to make the playoffs? I think they're going to make the playoffs. My worry is that Jets loss shows back up in the first round of the playoffs like they did with the Ravens last year and get bounced right out very quickly. Now, unless they have a bye week or something. But if they don't have a bye week and they're playing that first round, they could be jumped out real quick. We've seen their best and we've seen their worst. One is terrific and one is abysmal.
But doesn't every team go through that?
You know, they say that. There's every team's going to lose at some point. And that's true. That's right. But that does show that they can lose like that. I don't care what anyone takes away. That shows that we see the level. And people are quick to say, well, you know, AJ and Julio weren't there. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. It's still the Jets. You still have to take care of business if you're going to be those teams. And I don't care about injuries. Like, you can't tell me, oh, well, it's injury. You still had Derrick Henry. You still – the scheme didn't look good. The defense wasn't holding. There was a lot of problems. So you're telling me everything has to be perfect for the Titans to win? That's not a Super Bowl winning team to me. A Super Bowl winning team is able to figure out. Next man up figures it out, right?
So do you believe the real test comes up this week? After two big victories against the Bills and Chiefs, their biggest challenge is the Colts this upcoming week?
Well, it's not really the Colts. I think it's just consistency.
Really?
That's the Titans' biggest. That's the Titans' biggest test is, can you consistently do this? You don't have to. Like I said, you don't have to be the number one defense.
Because we all know how the Colts, they know the Titans and the Titans know the Colts.
Yeah.
And for some strange reason, no matter how bad or how messed up the Colts are, they always find a way to beat a Titans team, even when the Titans are favored.
Yeah.
We've seen this. We've seen the narrative here before. And it sucks. Yeah. You know?
Andrew Luck never lost to the Titans.
Yeah.
11-0, 10-0, yeah. Something like that. Never lost to them.
And there was several games, and I was actually at a few of them, where the Titans were up, and they just found a way to lose. They let Luck stay in the game. Mm-hmm. Couple passes, little plays to Hilton here, there.
It's the inconsistency. Yeah. That's where the Titans, their biggest challenge moving forward, because let's look at their schedule. Rams, Saints, that's the only two with winning records that they're going to face. They have the Dolphins, they have the Jaguars, they have the Texans. Well, they all combined for three total wins between all those teams right now. You know, there's a lot of opportunity where the Titans can take a commanding lead, not just in the AFC South, they already have that, but a commanding lead in the AFC and be the top spot in the AFC come the playoffs. They have a beautiful road. This was the part of the season where we were all, oh no, Titans are going to have to worry. This is where we're going to find the, you know, this is, remember the talk last year when the schedule came out? This is going to be the prove it time of the season. Are you going to be able to be good against the teams like the Chiefs, like the Bills, like the Colts coming up, like the Rams? You know, this is that part. Well, they've already completed half the test.
Yeah.
Just got to finish those other two teams off. And then you have pretty much cakewalks all the way through, we think.
Yeah.
But Titans, I mean, if there's any more of a consistent that we've seen this season, is Titans play the level of their competition.
Yeah.
You know?
Which so it doesn't bode well to the Titans because we saw what happened, like you said, with the Jets.
I'm telling you, that Jets loss, it's just lingering there. It's just weird. It's just weird how it's set there. And I get it. You know, it's just, I don't know. This is more, I feel like, once again, we saw where the Titans can be, and that's good and bad.
It's like that girlfriend you have that's just so perfect, but that one time she cheated, it's like all in the back of your mind.
Well, she cheated, like, you need to leave, all right?
Not every single one of them have left. You know, but it's not always like that because.
Ray, did you stick around?
I plead the fifth on that one.
All right, we need to go ahead and run to our last break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We want to hear from you. Where do you think the Titans are right now? Do you feel comfortable where they are? I want to hear from you. Again, 615-844-5600. Before we go to that break, Ray already talked about him. We got to talk about him again, though. Slim Chickens. And Ray, since you've talked about it, join the conversation here.
Oh, absolutely.
So you got the mango habanero.
Oh.
What else did you
have? And we got to go home. We got to take it home. We got that. So we did the 5 for 5.
Okay.
But you get 5 tenders, and you get 5 wings.
Yep.
So I saw – there was some that I wanted. I wanted that sriracha garlic. I saw that.
Those sauces. They have so many sauces.
Yeah, they have so many sauces. Like 12 or 13.
Yeah. All homemade right there in the store.
So my wife saw it, and she's like, which one do you want to go? I said, well, Zach's always talked about the habanero one. You have to go the habanero because she likes the little one with a little kick.
Yep.
So we got that with
it's
the
like
fries.
It's like an adult sweet and sour.
Yeah. And she's like, we got ranch and all that. And it was so good.
So good.
The tenders were so tender.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that weird to say?
Yes.
They're tender, but it's just the way, and they're flavorful. They're packed with flavor. You got to go check them out right now. And look, you didn't even get to my favorite thing. I'm always talking about the Tender Mac Bowl. That's my favorite.
I have a chance. Yeah, I got to.
You'll get it.
I'll get it.
The Buffalo Tender Mac Bowl is my favorite thing, hands down, with Slim Chickens. They have the cheesy macaroni and cheese. Then they have the Buffalo Tender Mac mixed in with the crunchy onions on top, and they got the green scallions. I'm watering right now just thinking about it. You got to go check them out. Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. Download the Slim Chickens app before you go. Makes it so much easier. You just order it right on the app. You don't have to wait in any kind of line or anything. Bring it out to you, and then you're on your way, and you have that delicious Slim Chickens ready to go. Once again, Slim Chickens in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. It's Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends, Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
At Wilson Bank and Trust, supporting our local schools and student-athletes has always been part of our community game plan. From personal loans to mortgage loans, our local lending experts are here to support you every step of the way. Let us help your family get your financial game plan together at any of our 28 Wilson Bank and Trust locations in Middle Tennessee or at wilsonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch, getting into the final moments of the show, but you can still call in 615-844-5600 on the F&M Bank phone line if you want to jump in anything you want to talk about in these last moments. Otherwise, you got to wait till tomorrow, right, Ray? Can't do it right now.
That's right.
Got to do it now.
Yep.
Braves are going to the World Series.
Against the Astros. Who wanted the Dodgers first? I heard they wanted the Dodgers over the Braves.
Really?
But yeah, that's what I've been reading, that they felt like they matched up better to the Dodgers rather than the Braves. Well, you said that too. You said they would be a better match between that Braves.
Yeah, Astros. For the Braves, I felt like the Braves would be a better matchup for Houston. Like, I feel like the Braves would rather play Houston, and I felt like Houston would rather not play the Dodgers.
Oh,
yeah, that's how I always felt, at least. But you know, the way they probably look at their analytics. Definitely good versus evil, though, right?
Yep.
Braves are just the sweethearts right now of the nation. I can't imagine outside of Astro Country, right? Outside of stupid Houston, and there are millions of obese people they have in that city.
Are you directing this to Bruno as well?
Yes.
Because you know how much he loves Houston.
I know. And he wants,
Bruno, did you hear that?
He picked in. Houston to win too, remember?
Yeah, I know he wants
That's
Houston.
His pick. So
Houston can do no wrong.
No. And I had the Braves going to the World Series, but I had them losing to, and I'm forgetting who I had them losing to. I have to go back.
Tampa Bay?
Yes. And I'm losing to the Rays. But, I mean, hey, Braves right now are playing phenomenal baseball. And there is nothing more important. Look, I'm a Royals fan, right? That 2014 series, they were not set to be any kind of, you know, World Series competitor or anything. They got in on a play-in game against the A's, went in, beat the Orioles, and just kept moving forward that entire time. And they caught fire at the right time. And they end up going to the World Series. They end up losing in Game 7 to Bumgarner and the Giants. But they caught fire at the right time. And baseball is the best about that.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about catching fire at the right time. Baseball is the one sport where that really does coexist. You know, when you're feeling like a hitter, when a pitcher is feeling in their pocket, they're going to continue to hold that on. Right. So right now for the Braves, it's the best thing that series took a good long while to win. They didn't win it quick. They're sustaining, right? You got to sustain the fire. So they play tomorrow, and they're on just a three-day break is what they are to get ready for the World Series. Of course, you'll be able to hear that here on National Sports Radio tomorrow. But hey, man, they're looking really good.
There won't be any rust, you know, compared to like those teams that have like a 5-day or 6-day. We see that like both in not only in baseball in the World Series or in playoffs. We also see in the NBA, right, when they have like that long. They go through their four games, are done, move on to the next series or next round, if you will.
They gotta wait forever.
Yeah, and there's just like that, just like lull this laziness, period. Lull period. You're like, you know, it might be a half a quarter. You might lose the first game. I agree with that.
So Braves right now, I mean, I would love to see them win. 88 wins in the regular season, they go on to win a World Series. Gotta love it, man.
After all the stuff that they dealt with.
Well, it kills me.
Injuries and distractions and just.
Well, even going to the main reason why a lot of people on this station or other stations thought that the Braves were going to lose was their pitching.
Yeah.
Right? They thought, man, they get into that bullpen, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been the opposite almost. It seems like their pitching is what's. And, I mean, Freddie Freeman hitting some big shots when they're needed. It's just Eddie Rosario is just a man possessed right now.
He's one who won it, right?
Yeah. I mean, he is just a man possessed with that bat in his hand right now. If I am Snitker in that coaching staff, I am having Rosario hit every day we're not playing baseball. Like, just keep that rhythm. Just keep that feeling. He better be hitting at least 25 pitches a day. Just sitting there, just staying warm, whatever. Because that guy is hitting the crap out of the ball.
Who do you got winning?
Man, like I said, I think.
Like, do you think it goes 7?
It does have the feeling it will.
Right?
Because that's kind of how we've seen all these games. I feel like there hadn't really been. I mean, Houston dominated the Red Sox for the most part. But I don't think the Braves are going down without a fight. But I do believe they're going to go down. I think Houston's going to win it. Because, you know. The universe is not fair. That's really why I think
you. There you go, Bruno. Just for you,
Mother Nature's not fair, right? You know, we all think penguins are so cute and fluffy. Well, they're a food source. They're there to be killed and slain. All right, and feed bigger, stronger
such
animals.
A brutal world,
and that's unfortunately. It's the people that step on everybody ends up winning everything.
That's Bruno. That's Bruno for you.
So Houston's probably going to win. It's going to be annoying. But hey, you'll be able to have the games here on National Sports Radio. So if you're driving around late, you know, got to go to work or whatever it is, and you're needing to hear the game, we got it for you. We got every single World Series matchup right here on National Sports Radio starting tomorrow. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us today. Remember, you got Bill King in the morning, followed by Greg Pogue and John Burton. Love John Burton. Saw him at the Titans game yesterday. Didn't even recognize it was him. He just came up. He punched me in the arm. But it was a friendly punch, you know what I mean? He's still strong, though, so kind of. There was a part of me was like, hey, man, chill out. Then you got George.
I hit hard.
George Plaster right before us. And then, of course, we'll be back here tomorrow, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Bruno and Zach will be back with you. And Ray, of course, as always. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you, we will see you guys tomorrow here on National Sports Radio. Have a great night, everyone.